Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I'm CDJ, joined this evening by Tommy. Tommy, how's it going?
I'm doing well. You are my MVP.
I've been told that before. I just don't know if we can say what those letters stand for. JB out on assignment tonight, but we do have some potential news coming down the pipeline. Matt Brown, he's all over this stuff. He tweeted out over the weekend that multiple school sources had confirmed to him that on Thursday, February 15th, expect to see on social media graphics confirming the school's involvement in EA Sports College football. That's a big one. We don't know what that means exactly. I don't think we expect a lot. I know Matt Brown put on social media, do not expect a trailer, do not expect a commercial, do not expect gameplay. It may just be nothing more than school-made graphics. We don't know. Tommy, what are your initial thoughts? You heard this news that we might finally begin to the start of a hype season for EA Sports College football.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of vague. Obviously, EA is not saying this, so it's kind of hard to really know what to read into it. Obviously, we've been set up to fail, you know, in past times. So in this case, you know, for me, keep expectations low. It's it's one of those things that it's obviously a start to the push, but this is not the big push. This is not EA, at least from the sounds of it, this is not EA going out of their way to do a lot of marketing or anything like that.
Right. We did on the Gaming Tailgate, we've been kind of trying to track what we call the team tracker inside our information central page. You can find it at the top of the website at thegamingtailgate.com. Over the last few years, there were about 12 schools that at one point or another had come out, and when media pushed them, local media asked them, will you be in the game? There were about 12 schools that said we were undecided. Today in our article, we put that out. Matt Brown was kind enough to respond. He saw the link, went and read the article, and within a matter of minutes, tweeted to us and said those 12 schools will be in the game. So I hate to say, I know he has pushed that he believes every school will be in the game, whether they've signed on or not, they're submitting assets, he expects them to be in. So one positive encouraging sign for Matt, if his sources are all right, and so far I think he's one of the more reliable sources we have out there, it sounds like all 134 will be in the game. A lot of people are nervous about it, but it sounds like that's something that maybe you shouldn't be nervous about.
Yeah, I mean, I, honestly, from the get-go, I've pretty much said that I cannot imagine that any schools would be left out. I mean, if you have 132 schools and there's two schools left out, those two schools are going to truly feel left out. I mean, there's a big marketing, you know, arm to this whole thing that if you're not part of it, you're getting left behind. So again, I think there was pressure for all schools to be in it. And then the other side of this, you know, you and I kind of talked in early on, part of this may be if there are any lingering schools or any lingering kind of negotiations that are happening with sponsors or something like that, this is kind of a push of saying, look, all 134 schools are in, why are you not in, kind of thing,
right?
You know, so it's kind of just and again, we don't know if it's going to be 134 schools posting pictures on Thursday or anything like that. It may be just P5s, or it could be just, you know, the top 10 teams or something like that. Who knows? We don't really have details. But at the end of the day, I mean, again, this could be EA using it as leverage to kind of push that forward. Who knows?
I think that's a good point, because when you think about 134 schools potentially putting something out on social media, what's the goal or end game with all this, at least at the start? Is it just to alleviate fans' concerns? Is it to get something trending on social media? Maybe these schools have been pushed to use a certain hashtag. Is it to put pressure on any potential school holdouts or licensing holdouts, like you mentioned? That could include conferences, awards. That could include bowl games, neutral site games. There's still a lot of licensing and partners that have to get involved. We know everyone's concerned about the schools, and rightfully so. I think that's the biggest and most important aspect for year one and getting it off the ground. But I think there's also other licensed partners, and maybe this is to get pressure on them. And to go to your point, we talked about this kind of before the show, it'd be interesting to see how EA kind of ties a bow on this. Will they come out later in the day and say, hey, we have all 134 in, here's how this process worked, or will it just be fans have to go through and track on a spreadsheet which schools have confirmed and not confirmed? I'm interested to see how they wrap it in a bow, or if they make a statement at all on Thursday, if Matt Brown's info proves correct.
We've heard crickets from them for 14, 15 months now. So, I mean, anything just saying this school's in the game and so are we, kind of thing. You know, we're right. All bought in and everything like that. I mean, they need to do something. If the schools start it, that's great. But EA, like you said, needs to kind of wrap it all up.
I know everybody wants to know, like, when will the big news start? And since we had our last show, we've had a couple other sports games, not EA titles, but two other sports games started their hype and release cycle. WWE 2K24 put out their trailer and some information. That about 6.5 weeks before the launch of that title. MLB The Show 24, They did theirs about 7 weeks before launch. So if that holds to what we're seeing here with EA, that means the big stuff may not come until May. I don't think that'll be the case, but I also did not think they'd go 14 months between the last screenshots and whatever we get this week, if anything from them. So my predictions really so far with the marketing campaign is not, are not the best. I'll be the first one to say that. So if they follow the other companies, if they see what their neighbors are doing, we may not get the big stuff for quite a while yet.
Yeah, I mean, to me, those two titles aren't nearly as, I mean, don't get me wrong, they're popular, but they're not really as marketing push. Fans of those games are going to buy it regardless. You know, it's yeah, if you added some big features, I don't know if MLB is adding, a few years back they had a horrible online dynasty or online league system, and I think they ripped it out completely. So maybe if they're adding that back in, but otherwise, if you're just releasing the same game, then you don't really have much incentive to do a big marketing push for it. So again, I have no idea about MLB. I don't play it very often at all, so I may be totally off base there. But again, with a brand new game, you're going to have a lot of marketing push. It's going to be, eventually it's going to be everywhere, social media and YouTube ads and wherever else. So but my expectation is, kind of like we've kind of settled in over the past couple of months, is April is when we really start to see the big push happen. You start hearing about features, you start getting continuous screenshots. Maybe that's when the first trailer drops, who knows? But at the same time, I mean, it's going to be more than 6 weeks out. I would say, 12 weeks out, something like that.
And it's worth noting with MLB The Show 24, several shows back, we talked about, will the game have physical collector's edition? And MLB The Show, one of the last sports titles that does that with a physical item. They're again putting out a hat for the title this year. I think we made a prediction on the show that the game probably won't, college football probably will not. They'll probably stick with an Ultimate Team Edition or a digital special edition. But it is worth noting MLB The Show, I got to give them, big salute for putting out a physical item for their hardcore fans to wear and promote the product that they're proud of.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that's to me, baseball hats go with baseball. You know, that it's kind of one in the same. I mean, if they could get a cheaply made helmet and send it with a physical game, then yeah, I could see college football doing that. But at the same time, you can't do that, without being really, really cheap. So.
It'd be nice if they gave something physical. Like we mentioned a couple shows back, it'd be nice anything, a decal to put on your
A
car
pennant.
window. Yeah.
Yeah,
A
something.
poster. Yeah. A fat head if they're still around. Something, anything would be a huge start. One of the other big news items since we had a show, the EA investors call. This is something that traditionally fans probably could not care less about. But during the conference call, several times EA mentioned the game coming in summer 2024. Yes, we've had John Riesberg kind of on Twitter who would clarify the game's still coming. We've never said it's not. Sticking with that summer 2024 release, that got massive traffic on our site. And that's one of those, like I said, in the past, investors call usually never move the needle because you never hear anything about a title, especially not feature-wise. But to hear that the game's coming summer 2024, were you kind of shocked about how people were all over that news? It was really a big news story for something that people really shouldn't care about, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's still clickbait articles. There's still, people that are arguing, oh, the game's still not going to be released this year or whatever. Oh, it's not coming, something like that. So every opportunity for EA to reaffirm that it's coming, to me, obviously is a good thing. And as well, it's just going to get people to say, oh, okay, maybe it is coming this year kind of thing. Eventually settle in and realize that, yes, we should be playing this game in July, making up for the past 10 years.
I'd say it doesn't help EA that they officially, through their channels, have had silence for 14 months. That's usually historically never a good sign with a sports title, especially. You look in EA, the building where, Tiburon, when NBA Live went silent for so long, the end of the franchise. We never came back to tell us that, but that's what happened. So I can see where some people would be nervous or upset. But EA, almost as official as you can get, CEO and the CFO are telling us summer 2024. It sounds pretty definite that I think you can all but book it for that.
Yeah, I completely agree. I will say, on one hand, from a marketing perspective, I guess I can kind of see the silence, because if you're silent for so long and then the first time you release it something, then everybody's just going to go crazy for that, new information, that news trailer, that screenshot, whatever it is. As soon as you drop something legit, then you're going to get massive traffic just from that, because we've been waiting so long and now we finally have confirmation, sort of thing.
And I think they know, like, college football sites are going to cover this hardcore because there's not much else going on this time of year. Spring football moves the needle, I think, locally in some markets, but I can see the On3s and the 24/7 sports all those sites, ESPN.com, giving significant coverage to esports college football news when it comes out, because they know that there's so many fans out there passionate about it. And some of those sites have already kind of, I don't want to say clickbait, but they have, are very glad to put out articles relating to the game because they know it brings in major traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's again, the marketing timing is going to kind of be perfect. It's going to be, after the Super Bowl, obviously, it's going to be probably a lot of the big push is going to be after spring football. It's going to be after the draft, if I had to guess. I can't remember the timing exactly, but yeah, long story short, there's a big lull from April to mid-August to where you're really wanting some sort of information about football. So, I mean, it's kind of a perfect timing for when they can start really releasing it.
And let's dig into the EA investor call a little bit more here. Some interesting comments here, and I do want to highlight a community comment that came out that I thought it brought up good points. On the gamingtailgate.com, we went through and we listened and got the transcript for the investors call. So every mention of the title we have in this article, generally speaking, there's not a big reveal on a feature set or anything news like that. Just more confirming the title again, like we said, summer 2024. There were some interesting comments and questions. Andrew Wilson started off his prepared comments talking about the momentum in Madden NFL will continue. With the biggest moments in the sport. In addition to that, the meaningful advancements in Madden, we are bringing back fan favorite EA Sports College Football for the first time in over a decade. The part that caught some ire of some fans came in when the analysts asked our questions later on. Big one here being Matthew Cost, an analyst from Morgan Stanley. His question was, and it was a two-part question. It's interesting. These guys get asked one question, but they always make it a multi-part question so they can get more than one in at a time, which is pretty clever. His question here, where it talked about college football, was beyond college football, as we get closer to release, can you do anything to help us scale the opportunity for everyone and sort of think through what is incremental versus what might come from the existing Madden customer base? Thank you. We probably should almost paraphrase or in layman's terms what the question was, because if you didn't hear the full context, and obviously anything written sounds different than when you hear it live. It sounded like basically we know that you're going to get a lot of business from Madden. Those people are going to buy college football. Tell us how it will not make Madden drop in terms of numbers, whether that be sales or just business coming in. Wilson, he replied with, and on college football, our expectation is it will be additive. As we think about Madden, Madden is performing incredibly well this year. As we said in our prepared remarks, the biggest game, biggest sports game in calendar year 2023 was the increased engagement in the game and increased monetization in Ultimate Team as part of that. The team is continuing to invest meaningfully into the modes of Madden and expansion of Madden as a product. He goes on to say that their hope is that they will invest behind Madden and grow Madden, and that what college football represents as a game, 10 years in the waiting for our fans, there's a lot of pent-up demand, and he expects that it will be additive to the ecosystem. Over the broad course of time, the way our team thinks about this is how do we really expand the football community in this country and internationally through a combination of both Madden and college that we think will be both complementary in gameplay, but overall additive to the ecosystem. So I do want to then go to, we had a community member who weighed in, Shane Terman. Shane Terman weighed in. He goes, the entire focus sounds like they only care about the Ultimate Team and monetization of live services. I hope they know the focus on the college football game can't be that. The dynasty and road to glory drove the success of those games. The good news is we know that, the few features that have been confirmed are dynasty and road to glory. And I think it's safe to say Ultimate Team is probably that third one. They just haven't come out and said it. I don't think Shane's comment is incorrect or wrong. I think those two modes were very important. And I think off Andrew Wilson's statement, it sounds like it's going to be monetized. But again, I think we need to go back, think about the context of it. This was the investor's call. And the whole point of the questions from the analyst is the analyst wants to know, do they recommend to tell people to buy EA stock or not buy EA stock? So
Exactly.
if they come out and say, yeah, college football's coming out and it's really gonna cut into Madden, that's not gonna fly. They can't say that and they don't want that. We know, I think it's safe to say that's not a goal for the title for either one of them.
Exactly. And if on an investor's call they said, hey, we're adding Dynasty and Road to Glory, investors have zero idea what that even means. All they want to know is, like they said, monetization of live services. They want to know that there's going to be continuous income coming, and that's in the form of Ultimate Team. So again, for investors, that's who you're speaking to. So that's the kind of message you focus on. If they were speaking to fans of the video game, then no, they wouldn't focus solely on, Ultimate Team. They would be speaking about all the features they added into Dynasty and all the changes that have happened in the past 10 years and things like that. So
And I think we'll
again,
get
like,
there
yeah, for
at
sure,
some point.
absolutely. I mean, this is not the audience for that. So,
No.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're all eager to hear anything about the game, and so this is kind of one of the first official comments that we've heard in recent times. But at the same time, I mean, we are not the audience of this particular investor's
No,
call.
because most fans couldn't care less about this. And I
Yeah.
knew this would get traffic and people would care if it got mentioned. It blew me away, the social media numbers we put up with that when we put out that article. I was not expecting that. And I did want to say other noteworthy statements from the EA in that conference call before we get on to the next topic. They talk about live services, how important that is to the company. On a trailing 12-month basis, total net bookings was up 8% year over year, with live services contributing $5.6 billion or 73%. So I know we talk about Ultimate Team, but one thing I think we, us in particular, and the community at large, we haven't really thought about the live services aspect in terms of not just Ultimate Team, but in terms of any kind of a, I don't want to say a battle pass, but like a updated content throughout the year, whether it be a superstar mode where you unlock equipment with the battle passes or tiers, or will there be something like that in the game beyond Ultimate Team to try to bring in more money? Because clearly that's bringing in huge money to the company. And the second part of that is, I know people don't like that, and I completely get it. And it's going to be interesting to see, one, how many splash screens will users have to go through when they fire up the game that talk about Ultimate Team? Because we're not born and raised on that. The Madden fans have kind of been, led down that path and conditioned to seeing it. College football fans, if they haven't played an EA title in 10 years, they may not respond too well to it at the first time.
Yeah, you got to kind of, baby them into to Ultimate Team if you really want to do it. Obviously, you're going to see, a big message about it, but, maybe only take up half the screen instead of all the screen so that you can still get to Dynasty faster. But on the right-hand side, you see a big advertisement for the new card that just dropped or something like that. But yeah, I mean, it's something that, I've played Madden over the past, 10 years. I've bought a few of the games, but it is one of those things that you're going to see advertisements even when you're not in Ultimate Team.
And I say the other part of it is, yeah, I think generally speaking, fans, they don't care for monetization and DLC and all that stuff. But I will say, I think people will get over it a lot quicker if they can see where the money goes to improve the title. If they feel like the title gets stagnant year over year, then I think they get upset, and probably rightfully so with any title. If they feel like the company is getting big money coming in on the side, but the title's not improving, or at least not uniformly, then you're asking for criticism. But hopefully, whatever money comes in covers the licensing and gets this game, up to par and just great within a short period of time versus 3 or 4 years now we're on the show talking about what wow, Dynasty hasn't changed or something like that. Hopefully that's not what happened.
For sure. I mean, it's as this message says, they made 5.6 over the past 12 months. The year before that, in theory, they made around 5 billion as well. So if you're making that kind of money, like you said, you have to turn around and invest it into the game. Otherwise, the game's going to get stale and you're not going to have the audience base anyways to buy the Ultimate Team. So it's kind of you have to take that money and at least use some of it back into the rest of the rest of the features.
One other item I think is worth noting, Matt Brown tweeted this out on February 9th. He says he'll have a longer story about this next week, but a quick update for Kansas fans. School officials tell me that the new Booth Memorial Stadium post-renovations will be depicted in EA Sports College Football this summer. This is very interesting because in 2024, Kansas will be playing at two different home stadiums for the home games, Arrowhead and Children's Mercy Park. The renovations aren't going to be done until 2025. If this information is correct, and I trust Matt on this one, that means this is a little different than how EA did it in the past. Back on the PS3 days, I was under the impression that basically any stadium enhancement or renovation, if it was not scanned, there probably was not going to be included in the game until EA got out there to scan it. If this is true, obviously these renovations are not done. They're probably not even close to done. But apparently there's some way that they're getting them in the game. And I always find it interesting to learn the technical side of how they get the stadiums in the game, for example. Tommy, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, I know it's maybe not everybody's into this, but I think it's interesting that somehow Kansas's new stadium will be in the game when it's not done in real life.
Yeah, and I know part of it, EA was always hesitant to put in potential stadiums or changes to the stadium because what if it changed at the last minute? And then now their game is, even though it has some changes, it's already outdated kind of thing. So, I mean, I know they've been hesitant on that front. But then as well, like you said, the technology side, obviously a lot has happened in the past 10 years. So these days, architects generate 3D renders so that they can fly around the stadium and show all the school everything how the stadium looks. So in theory, maybe they've been able to share that with EA and EA was just be able to easily translate that straight into the game, make a few tweaks here, add the seat colors there, that kind of stuff.
Personalize it basically.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'd be curious if that's how they've done it. Obviously, we probably won't ever know, although maybe EA does have a little highlight of this is how we did Kansas because it was a brand new stadium or something like that. But yeah, I'm always interested in the technology side of how they accomplished that, especially in this case, if they have 134 stadiums in the game this year. I mean, again, nobody said anything. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But if we have 134 stadiums in the game this year, then that took a lot of effort to bring it up to today's standards. So you've got to find some way to make that process faster. Like you said, scanning the stadiums, but even going well beyond that, how do you, interpret all of this, all these pictures and things like that to be able to turn it into a representation of the live stadium.
And we've had little reports or little news about them actually visiting stadiums. So I think that lends credence to something that your idea or theory that they have to have another way they're doing this. Several weeks ago, the season ended, and we put out a call to the community. We wanted to know what part of the bowl season and the playoffs are you looking forward to in the game? What do you think needs to be in the game? Some of the big ones, obviously, when we put out the article, the weather, the silly things such as the Mayo dump, the Pop-Tarts mascot. And of course, just great celebrations like we saw with Michigan winning the title. Some of the community sponsors that we had on Twitter, Hungry Goat says he wants to see the Pop-Tarts fall. Yeah, ignore the typo there. Miller Duck
You'd
says
think it's a typo.
Miller Duck says the complete absence of microtransactions. And I believe Moggs might have been referring to Hungry Goat's typo there when he said, I hope that guy does not get invited to the party. Maybe he talks about the Mayo dump. I don't know. Over on YouTube, Soldier Bill says Pop-Tart mascot for the mashup for sure. That was a big one we heard a lot everywhere. Other than that, as long as there are bowls for the non-playoff teams as well as the playoffs, there's nothing more I need. Winfred J. Cooper, 3495, says trophy presentation for the offense and defensive player of the game, including conference championship games, bowls games, college football playoff championship game, semifinal and playoff championship trophy, confetti, celebration, fans storming the field, next gen fans, mascots, band, new cheerleaders. He wants all the details right. I can't say I blame him on that. And Coach Guns, this is a big one we'll talk about here. Bowl opt-outs would be cool. That's one of those that is a part of postseason, absolutely. But how do you do that in the beginning that makes it fun? Let's talk about Coach Guns. He mentions bowl opt-outs. Some things that came to mind that I've seen online and just thinking about it. Obviously, players declaring for the draft, those high overall upperclassmen, I think those would be understandable if they decide not to play in your game. I think that's something that I hate to use the word easy, but it makes sense that the game knows ideally what players were pretty, draftable. At least historically in France in dynasty mode. So I think you would know to pop them out. Depending on the portal timing in the game, those players could be gone as well. But the big issue is you don't want to have too much roster decimation. It could turn into a situation like we have with Syracuse in their bowl game, I believe against South Florida. I don't know if you watched that game. Syracuse, I believe they had a tight end playing quarterback at one point. The offense just couldn't do anything. I think it was just an ugly game. I felt bad for Syracuse fans and those players. That's something they probably want to avoid in the game. But at the same time, players opting out is now part and parcel for postseason play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for non-playoff games, to me, it kind of almost becomes a live scrimmage, early version of a spring game kind of thing. Yeah, you've still got seniors that are playing, but at the same time, you get to bring in a lot of those freshmen and a lot of those players that, as I understand it, the eligibility doesn't count against them for playing in a bowl game. So, bring them in, let's see what they can do, and then kind of prepare what we're going to do for next year. So, obviously, that only helps if your coach is still around for the bowl game, so that, you can actually take advantage of that. But if you're losing coaches and still going to a bowl game, then, that's going to be a totally different experience there too, because you're going to have players opting out just so that they can transfer out, kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how the game handles the timing of it. I imagine the game's going to be cleaner than it is in real life. I doubt they'll have the bleeding of timelines like we have in real life, but one never knows until we find out how it realistically works. You mentioned playing redshirt freshmen. That was something the community has mentioned, so we won't probably go into too much more, but obviously you can play four games. And I've seen and heard conflicting on can they play postseason? And I'm like you. I've heard people say yes. Could not find that in writing before the show started. But the big thing is obviously letting the player know when their freshmen have reached that four game threshold. And how would the computer be smart enough to put freshmen in and manage them so that they're not just playing the first four games of the year or playing the last four regular season and then do they play them in the postseason? The big one is probably the one of the bigger aspects of the postseason is a true neutral site game logic. That atmosphere is so important. The game in the past, there still was kind of a home and road team almost even on those neutral sites. The crowd noise and composition is very important to match what we get in real life. bands playing for both teams, not just the home team, and eliminating any kind of home field advantage. Granted, it could be a little different if you're playing Miami in the Orange Bowl. Like, okay, maybe there's a little bit of home field advantage there. But generally speaking, I think fans envision postseason as being neutral. And right now, at least the way the game ended back in NCAA Football 14, that wasn't quite the case with neutral site games, including regular season neutral site and bowl games. One we've also seen a lot from the community is they want a customizable playoff format, especially in those online dynasties, whether it be setting the number of teams ranging from a two-team playoff or two-team format, which could be just BCS, all the way up to 16 teams, because that seems like that's where we're headed quickly. Yeah, we have the 12 teams coming in 2024, but it already seems like they're already behind the scenes working. How do we get to 16 in the future? Obviously, get that in Dynasty, whether it be online or off. And with that format, you can change it maybe on a yearly basis. That's something we've seen in the community. They want options.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know that they'll get that in the first year,
And
maybe somewhere down the road.
the playoff may force their hand and say, you're not doing that. You're following our
Exactly.
format.
Yeah, exactly. If we're going to sponsor it, then you've got to stick to what our thing is, because they don't want to kind of suggest the idea that, oh, we are going to 16 next year, or we're going to go to 32 in 2 years, or whatever it is, that kind of thing. So it is, a kind of a delicate balance. Again, I really would be surprised if that's in the first year.
I would be as well. It's one of those, I think, on our side, we love it, but I think we realize it's probably not going to happen. The big one, like we mentioned with the community, the bowl mascots, the Pop-Tarts bowl mascot is a big one. The Cheez-It mascot behind me, that, all these silly ones that have really kind of taken over the last few years. The Duke's Mayo mascot. This year we had the famous Toastery Bowl mascot, but I don't think that bowl game's around next year. I think that was a fill-in bowl, but it would be nice to have that big piece of toast running around the field. Just the silliness of bowl season is a big one. Along with that, and people mentioned that, Soldier Bill mentioned, could or should EA license these mascots to be in mascot mashup as well? So it's not just the bowl games, if you get them in mascot mashup, so maybe you get a two for one where players can use and see them.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a matter of having fun. To me, it would, my young nephew may want to play the game because it has the Pop-Tart in the game or something. You never know. It's all kind of trying to bring in a new audience.
And then the bowl games now, they've started to embrace all this unique post-game traditions. We all know this year the Pop-Tarts Bowl was the one that stole the limelight with the edible mascot, with the Pop-Tart Bites dumped on the winning coach, the Pop-Tarts Bowl in the trophy that the players ate after the game was over. We had the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the mayo on the winning coach. The one that didn't get a lot of coverage, and I was kind of surprised, I didn't know about this before the game, but in the DirecTV Holiday Bowl, they dumped eggnog on the winning coach. So Lincoln Riley got doused with eggnog, basically like on the like he was sitting on the front of the bleachers. That's one of those I've he Lincoln gets a lot of grief online. He's one of those guys, kind of a punchline guy. I don't know why. Probably because he's won so much so young. But I was kind of shocked that I didn't get more play. So, I mean, those silly things as well. I imagine they're going to try to capture the atmosphere and pageantry of the sport. Will the bowl games have the silliness as well with the terms of the stuff after the game? Other things, real quickly, the Rose Bowl had a drone show after the game with the logo up in the sky with the drones creating it. Going back to the mascots, you didn't have a logic for the mascots in the game, because if you're having, a home and away basically, or two neutral sides, you've got to have a reason for them to be showing up, especially if they're not cheering for a team, those bowl mascots. One thing that's become commonplace in college football, which I don't care for in the bowl season, is that watching the bowl games, all the announcers want to talk about, especially during halftime or if the game gets out of hand, is they start previewing the playoff games. So if the video game wants to copy real life, you're going to have the game be smart enough to mention the playoff games coming up in a few weeks. And I know we're laughing at it, but it's also not wrong either. It's one of those, it's so
Right.
silly, it's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, especially as a fan of small schools, you hear that all the time. They're more interested in advertising the next big game instead of actually talking about the current one they're in. So it's pretty annoying, but yeah, like you said, that's real life.
And kind of the last thing was another joke item. In the post game, they have to say, if you want to see the trophy presentation, go to ESPN Plus and watch it. That's one, because they show very few of them anymore on TV. You have to go fire up the app and go to ESPN Plus to watch it.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
before we run out of time here, Tommy, you want to mention one last thing, expectations on Thursday with those graphics.
I think just one final note on the whole idea of releasing, pictures on Thursday. Set the expectation that these are almost unlike, almost completely unlikely going to be actual screenshots from within the game. At most, maybe they have a render of the helmet or something like that, or it's kind of like a just a very, straightforward graphic, but you're not going to see players, you're not going to see, uniforms or anything like that. I would be very shocked if you see any true assets more than maybe a helmet or something like that. But at the end of the day, most likely it's just going to be EA gives them a template, and then the school fills in the template with, maybe their call sign for the year, or a live photograph of a real helmet or something like that, to where they're all going to be very similar, but each school is going to kind of be able to put a little bit of a spin on it themselves. Again, this is just, my assumption, my speculation, but again, I want to set the expectation. Don't expect, 134 brand new screenshots all hitting on the same day.
Yeah, I can't imagine EA would send that many assets out. They may not be in a position to do that right now. Maybe we get it for a couple, but I'm like you. I think keep expectations low because we've been led down this path before, not necessarily by Matt Brown, but other outlets have said we're, expect something and we got nothing. So I think I'm like you. I think it's just going to be the schools confirming their involvement in whatever way they want. And maybe EA gave them some assets that I don't know. Obviously, they've been in contact. If Matt Brown knows that several schools have told them, expect things on Thursday, February 15th, granted, EA has been in some communication. I lean towards they probably want to get something trending to kind of kick off the start of the hype season. But I'm like you,
Sure.
I don't know what I'm not expecting a ton of, specific game assets to come out.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, setting up a quick render of all helmets, maybe that's something they can do pretty quickly and set the lighting exactly how they want it and that kind of stuff, and just have a generic, background of like a football field grass or something like that. But yeah, I can't imagine that we're going to get anything that's really just, oh my God, did you see that? Kind of thing. It's going to be a marketing push. It's going to, like you said before we started, it's going to be a hashtag to where all of these schools are, kind of trending the same way, and a fan of every school is going to be excited, or whatever schools release it rather, is going to get excited just from that information. And then fans of the game itself are just going to get excited because we got something official again, kind of thing. So
They're back talking to us.
yeah, exactly. Hey, they, and at the same time, as we said earlier, surely EA circles back and says, from their official Twitter account or Instagram or wherever, that says, yes, this is coming, and we're excited to announce all schools are in, or whatever they decide to say. Kind of.
I surely type it in a bow because, like we mentioned earlier, I if somebody's got to go through and track which teams said yes and no, and we don't hear it later on. And some schools are going to be just the way they do things on social media. Some of these schools are going to be chomping at the bit to put out information. And there's going to be some other schools that probably drag their feet or wait till later in the day or wait until their fans harass the social media, intern into finally putting something up later in the day.
Yeah,
It's going to be interesting
sure.
to see if some schools don't say anything. Does that mean they're not in, or does it just mean their social media department doesn't really care? That's because I wouldn't read it either way. If you don't hear anything, write it, say 11. If all the schools start doing it at 11 o'clock, you don't hear something by 2, that I don't think I would take that as they're not in. It may just mean they're not on the ball. Not necessarily that they're not in the game, they just might not be on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, again, until the game is released, don't get in a panic. There's going to be more
There's plenty of
information
time.
coming out, and when the game's released, yeah, you can get in a panic. Oh, they don't have my team and they don't have this one uniform in the game, or whatever you decide to get a panic over. But until the game is released, until it's official, kind of keep expectations at a mild level.
And we'll be back later this week to talk about the whatever news comes out, whether it's just the schools that have confirmed or if there is any game news actually comes out, we will be here to talk about it. For Tommy, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for listening and watching this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.